Let that fire burn inside you, little one. You can feel it, can't you? That fire inside you, it's that protective feeling toward your children. So be it known to all who would yield themselves to Satan. I'm watching you.
I'm watching you.
As a mother to you.
As a mother to you.
I speak in love.
I speak in love.
Any come to you.
Any come to you.
To defile or pollute you.
To defile or pollute you.
I'll strike them with my mantle.
I'll strike them with my mantle.
Of fire and blood.
Of fire and blood.
And I'll mark them for judgment.
Mark them for judgment.
Command them to repent.
Command them to repent.
Then if they resist me.
Then if they resist me.
Yet not I, but Christ.
Yet not I, but Christ.
I'll drive them from me.
I'll drive them from me.
In judgment fire.
In judgment fire.
Or usurp authority,
authority.
Over a man,
over a man.
In the church of God,
in the church of God.
Spoke Paul the apostle,
Paul the apostle.
Showing the place of a woman in general. To be submissive,
be submissive.
Unto the obedient man. But John the Apostle,
John the Apostle,
the family of God man,
the family of God man,
explained women's authority,
explained women's authority,
as mothers in the family,
in the family,
speaking to a mother,
speaking to the mother,
called the elect lady.
Call the elect lady.
If any come to you,
if any come to you,
bring not this doctrine of Christ. Receive them not in your house.
Not in your house.
Neither talk to them.
Neither talk to them.
They've come to deceive you.
They come to
deceive your children.
Your children.
So throw them out of your house.
Throw them out of your house.
Be they man, angels, or whatever.
Bring in man, angels, or whatever.
Tell them to come again.
Tell them to come again.
No, never, never.
No, never, never.
Oh, oh, oh. Authority very plain.
Authority very plain.
In his creation.
In his creation.
Of even mother animals.
Even mother's animals.
If you want to get scratched.
If you want to get scratched.
And attacked with a fury.
And attacked with a fury.
Bother a small kitten.
Of a mother cat.
She'll scratch you all over.
She'll scratch you. on your back
and climb on your back.
She'll spit in your eyes,
spit in your eyes.
Bite, growl, and scratch,
growl and scratch.
Until you flee,
until you flee.
Leave her kittens alone,
and leave her kittens alone.
She'll even chase you,
even chase you.
A safe distance from her home,
a safe distance from her home.
Oh, timid mama bird,
mama bird,
created by our father,
created by our father,
will attack an elephant,
will attack an elephant,
or a giant of a man,
or a giant of a man,
if they bother,
if they bother,
or get close to her nest.
Are you close to her nest?
Where her young birds are lying,
where her young birds are lying,
in peace and rest,
in peace and rest.
A mama bird,
mother bird,
if you leave her children alone,
children alone,
we'll serenade you,
serenade you,
with cooings and sweet songs.
But if you molest
her baby birds, then her sweet song,
then her sweet song,
will turn into a screech of wrath. Better watch out,
better watch out,
for you will find I will change,
I will change,
from a mother of love,
mother of love,
and grace and life,
and grace and life,
into a protective mother,
protective mother,
of judgment and fire. Protection of the family with the love of God that abhorreth evil moving inside me,
loving the people
but abhorring Satan.
That works in my family,
trying to destroy them.
I am commissioned
by my Father God,
as a mother in his family,
my his family,
over his family,
to destroy in fire,
destroy in fire,
all works of Satan. In your children's lives, and to destroy anybody who tries to come against you. See that love and that judgment? You get a little too much love, and you're off balance. You get a little too much judgment, and you're off balance. But mixed together, that love of God and that judgment, that love of judgment that destroys evil. Mixed together just right. Ooh. Ooh. In Jesus Christ, there's neither male nor female. Each one has their place in the family of God. Each one has their job, that they must in obedience do, to bring forth the fullness in Christ in each one of you. Our Father God, through Jesus Christ, has sent forth his chosen man to set his kingdom in order in the earth, that God might bring sons and daughters to birth. Protect sons and daughters from people of Satan that try to deceive them through the lust of the flesh or an antichrist spirit and lead them back into bondage. This authority of a mother, to protect their children, was revealed by God through the Apostle John, speaking to the elect lady, a mother in God's kingdom.
He gave her a command
that was very plain. That if any come to you, bring not the doctrine of Christ, then receive them not, neither socialize with them.
Throw them out of your house.
drive them out of your presence. Do not invite them.
Do not invite them
to come again. Given a mantle, of fire and blood, and we're given authority
by God's chosen man
to protect his children with judgment fire. So be it known
to all who would yield
themselves to Satan. I'm watching you.
I'm watching you
as a mother to you. I speak in love. Any come to you,
any come to you,
to defile or pollute you,
to defile or pollute you,
I'll strike them with my mantle,
I'll strike them with my mantle
of fire and blood,
of fire and blood,
and I'll mark them for judgment,
and I'll mark them for judgment,
command them to repent,
command them.
Then if they resist me,
and if they resist me,
yet not I but Christ,
yet not I but Christ,
I'll drive them from me,
I'll drive them from me,
in judgment fire. That love moving through us to cleanse our children, our natural children too, but our spiritual children, our sons and daughters, our family and God's kingdom. And with that fire of judgment burning inside us, ooh, we're the strongest thing. Ooh. No longer are we going to sit here and watch somebody come in, start to mess around, maybe start to trap one of the weaker ones. We're going to take this man and just lay hold of them. And if they resist, you kick them right out that door. And you tell them, you go with Satan. Say, what is darkness doing fellowshipping with light? Get out of here. You're bothering my children. That anointing moving. Channeling it out right through. Ooh.
come in your spirit. The Spirit gives you words, just let them come out to you. With your breath, with your voice, by that drawing of the Spirit, He's drawing you to somebody. Go up and embrace them. Put an arm around them. You can just walk up to somebody, just touch them, just please them. That Spirit of life, that blood of Christ, that cleansing power. You all move into this. There's no stopping. Ooh, in evangelizing, when you go out, you have that love moving through you. And not only just that love, that judgment fire. You not only have the power to cleanse somebody's life, but if they resist you, you have the power to cast them into judgment. Not messing around with them. Not being these pity women. You say, well, okay. You don't like it, okay. You can believe your own way. Ooh. You pronounce judgment on them. With that love of Christ, because that judgment's going to bring them in. They resist. And you mess around with them. The judgment that falls on them falls on you. Ooh. Ooh. He that loveth a lie maketh a lie. Ooh.
Of the Holy Ghost, through the Spirit of life, to cleanse your family
of God in the earth.
You have the power of Jesus Christ. Open. What your ministry is in this family. Do you see how it fits in God's order with the ministry of the Father? So they all become one, and move in,
perfect obedience,
and blend together. Parting the Spirit of life,
parting the Spirit of God,
and the Father,
teaching and revealing,
this is the way. God's kingdom is coming,
my kingdom is coming,
His kingdom hath come.
Yeah. kingdom.
And bring forth.
Given to us,
given to us,
by God's chosen man,
to take those people,
pronounce judgment upon them,
pronounce judgment upon them,
command them to repent,
command them to repent,
or cast them in judgment,
or cast them in judgment.
What will you do
after tonight?
When you see a need in one of your family, will you take what you've learned and move in the Spirit by the Spirit of life, the anointing inside?
Are you going to impart
in obedience to God?
In obedience to
God.
Someone comes in,
trying to mess around
with one of your family.
Will you mess around with them?
Try to convince them.
Will you tell them?
Their own way,
or will you take the power
that has been given to you
and take your mantle
of fire and blood
and smite Satan?
If they resist,
cast them out of here. Oh.
it could be like this. Thank you. left you.
Thank you.